Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this evening. Tonight we'll preview the NWSL Finals coming up this Saturday at Salen Stadium between the Western New York Flash and the Portland Thorns. We're also going to welcome back Dick Howard on the show. We'll discuss today's huge EPL match between Manchester United and Chelsea and give you the latest on news and rumors from the transfer market. Who knows what's going to happen there? Michael Lewis will be back with us, and he'll talk about the Red Bulls losing at Chivas yesterday, the Cosmos, what's going on with U.S. soccer, and much, much more. Now let's go down to Miami, Florida, and our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Andrew. In Miami over here, it's got a nice clear sky and nice and warm. It rains every day, but only for a few minutes, and then it goes away. But soccer, it's a very, very prominent in Florida, and certainly every place that I have been in a short time that I've been here, you see people kicking the ball. So that's a good sign. Little kids, big kids, foreign people, American people, everybody's kicking the ball. So that's a good thing to know.
That's why they say soccer is a kick in the grass, right?
Exactly.
So, Joe, I tell you, we've been obviously talking a lot about the Western New York Flash, and this weekend, this Saturday, 8 p.m., it's the championship match, I think, that everybody wanted. It's the Flash against the Portland Thorns. All the big stars of U.S. and Canada soccer will be right here in Rochester. 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday, 454 kick, or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets, or visit the box office at 460 Oak Street in downtown Rochester. Joe, I watch both matches. I'm sure you watch them both as well. What are your thoughts? Do you think that the best two teams are in the final?
Well, I think so. I didn't think that Portland was going to come true, but they did, and Kansas City. I mean, when you look at, they got the best players, the best coach, the best this, and the best that. I mean, just congratulations to them, of course. But what happened to the Flash? They're going to the final. How can they have the best coach? I mean,
well, you're talking about today.
I don't understand that. There's got to be
partisan. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
There's got to be a partisan newspaper people that picked those, did the picket.
Well, what you're talking about is that today the NWSL Coach of the Year was announced, and it's Vlatko Andonovski of FC Kansas City. Our guest from last week, Jim Gabaro, was second, and Aaron Lines was third. I guess what they figure, Joe, is that Aaron just wins everything anyway, so, you know, it's just a foregone conclusion that the Flash are going to be a winning team. So that's the only thing I can think of. But, I mean, Andonovski certainly did turn things around for Kansas City. They were not doing very well at the start of the season, but they did come on strong. But, You know what? Everybody can give in all the individual awards they want. All that matters is who holds up the trophies. You know, back in the day when Wilt Chamberlain played basketball in the 60s, he won all the individual awards, scoring, rebounding, etc. But his teams never won the title. It was always the Boston Celtics winning the title. So the Western New York Flash have won the regular season. Now we're looking for the championship title in the playoffs on Saturday. And I'm sure that FC Kansas City coach and their players would gladly trade in all those individual awards for a chance to be in the final.
I agree with you, Andrew. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, you got to look that rewards are made for things achieved. And with all due respect to Kansas City, the coach and all his players. But, I mean, if you look around the league, there's a lot of the people, a lot of the players that have achieved success. But be there where it may, I think that Rochester is going to host the championship game. The Western New York Flash are in the final against the Portland Thorns. And a sellout crowd is anticipated. So I looked at the game in Kansas City, and there were hardly 4,000 people there.
That's right.
6,000 plus, and I'm sure that this Saturday we're going to have over 10,000 or a sellout.
Well, it's going to be quite crowded in downtown Rochester on Saturday because the Rochester Red Wings will be hosting the Buffalo Bisons at Frontier Field, and the Red Wings in the midst of a playoff race and a pennant push. So we could easily have 20 to 25,000 people in downtown Rochester for two sporting events over the weekend, which really says something about the Rochester sports fans. But, Joe, I tell you, we're expecting fans from all over the country to be here at Rochester. I know there's going to be fans coming down from Canada to see Christine Sinclair and Karina LeBlanc, the two Canadian internationals, along with, of course, Jody Ann Robinson and Bree McCarthy from the Flash. And of course, ESPN's going to be here, Fox Sports. So everyone in the women's soccer world will be focused right here in Rochester. And we didn't mention the Flash winning on Saturday. I mean, they were totally dominant against Sky Blue. I guess it really wasn't much of a surprise. The Flash had pretty much had Sky Blue's number all season. But I'm going to throw something out there. Tomorrow is the MVP award for NWSL is supposed to be announced. I'm going to throw a name out there. I don't think anybody's even talking about it. That name is Carly Lloyd. What she has done in practically half a season for the Western New York Flash, I think she deserves some consideration for MVP, especially after that performance on Saturday where she scored both goals in the victory over Sky Blue. What do you think?
I'll tell you one thing, Andrew. Her personality on the field, her composure, and her availability on the field, her movement, everything dictates the classic act that she has.
You know what's funny, Joe? I just thought of this. Remember back in 1977, I'm sure you remember it well, the Cosmos against the Lancers in the NASL semifinals. Do you remember Stojanovic's goal that he scored against the Cosmos?
Yes.
Where Pedro whipped the ball in and Stojanovic scored with a diving header? Wasn't that just exactly like what Carly Lloyd did on Saturday?
Exactly the same. Unbelievable. And you got to give Abby Wambach, you know, credit because she loved the ball forward, you know, and there was a great cross.
Great cross from Catherine Reynolds.
What's the second goal I'm talking about?
The second goal. Oh, second goal was just Carly said, you know what, I'm going to finish this game off with a bang, and she did that. So
she did.
The Western New York Flash, again, are in the final against Sky Blue. Well, they beat Sky Blue. They're in the final against the Portland Thorns. 7 p.m. we'll be joined by the president and starting defender for the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, will be with us to talk about the match, and she's been a part of the three previous championships, Joe, and the Flash are trying to do something that no other team in professional sports history and anywhere in the world has ever done. This is a unique accomplishment the Flash would. If they win on Saturday, they win four titles in four consecutive years in four different leagues. It's never been done before in professional sports history. So what do you think? Do you think the Flash
can
pull it off?
That the possibilities are there, and certainly I am glad that, and I hope that the coach is already preparing the game plan for this Saturday, and I'll be there pulling for them.
And we'll both be there. And Michael Lewis is going to be in the house, too, and hopefully we can get Dick Howard to come down as well. So we're going to have Dick Howard on in just a moment. We're going to talk about international soccer first, because we've got to talk about, of course, today's match between Manchester United and Chelsea. And then again, 7 o'clock, we'll be joined by Alex Salen, the president and starting defender for the Western New York Flash, something unique in all of professional sports, by the way. Nobody else has is both the president and a starter on their club. And Michael Lewis will be on at the end of the show to talk more about U.S. soccer. So it's a big lineup tonight here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back with Dick Howard and the International Report next here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, I
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season ticket information is available by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Western New York Flash look to win an unprecedented fourth consecutive playoff title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium in the NWSL Championship match against the Portland Thorns. Featuring U.S. superstars Alex Morgan, Rachel Buehler, and Tobin Heath, plus Canadian internationals Christine Sinclair and Karina LeBlanc. Kickoff for the title match is 8 p.m. This match is sure to sell out, so purchase your tickets now to be there in person and witness this historic event. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, located at Northfield Common in Pittsford. The number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Fall sports season just around the corner. Get all of your gear set up at monogrammed, embroidered at Top Notch Monogramming. And, of course, next weekend, the U.S. Men's National Team and World Cup qualifying. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony Michelle you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. They'll give you a 10% discount. Welcome back, Dick. How you doing?
Good. Good to chat to you, Andrew.
And Joe's with us as well.
Dick.
Oh, he's down in the sunshine again, is he?
Welcome home.
Yes, he is.
That's great. I hope, did you manage to see the game the weekend with Juve, Joe?
Yes, I did. What a game.
Narrow
what
victory,
a game.
But they started off on a good note.
Go Juve.
Well, that was one of the games that occurred over the weekend. Certainly, Mr. Tevez, with his new club, did very well, and Juve winning their first game of the season. They play on Saturday against Lazio, but I think all eyes were today at Old Trafford, Dick, as Chelsea took on Manchester United, and I am not surprised at all by the final results. I think it's very early in the season. Both teams, I think, were not in great offensive form. The defenses ruled the day, and a 0-0 tie, I think, was a very fair result. And Jose Mourinho, after the match, basically said the same thing, that neither team really deserved to lose, but neither team deserved to win. So, surprisingly,
no, I think he hit the nail on the head. It was a very tight battle. You know, chances, there were a few half chances, but no real major chances. A couple of balls hitting hand or arm in the penalty area. Close calls, but I thought overall the game was well officiated, and in the end a fair result and a surprise result. You know, it's rare, many years since Manchester United has scored as tied Old Trafford.
I just saw a note on that. It has been since 2009, first Premier League 0-0 draw at Old Trafford in 77 matches, and the first time Man U and Chelsea have played a scoreless tie since May of 2007. That's from some Twitter notes on ESPN right now. So I think, again, the man of the match, Gary Cahill, and...
Yeah, Gary Cahill, and I thought JT, John Terry, was outstanding for Chelsea at the back. You know, you need players in key positions in a game of this nature, and they were both very solid defensively, and it summed up the game. You know, it was a game where I was pleased to see Wayne Rooney showing some flashes. You know, he didn't score, obviously, but... on several occasions, some marvellous passing, and he seemed to be enjoying the game a lot more than maybe the last game.
Yeah, of course, for those of you who don't know, there's a lot of rumours going around that Chelsea's going to make another bid for Wayne Rooney. Honestly, this time, I don't think it's going to happen. I think Wayne Rooney will maybe stay one more year, and then the rumours about Cristiano Ronaldo going back to Manchester maybe next season, and then Rooney maybe getting sold, but who knows what's going to happen next year. We've still got a week more in the transfer window, and I think we mentioned a name a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, Dick, name of Samuel Eto'o, and rumours are now flying that he and Willian both will be coming to Chelsea in this transfer window from the Russian club where the millionaire, billionaire manager has pulled all his money, so they're selling their players at cut-rate prices. So we may see
Eto'o. Well, it has to be cut-rate with Eto'o.
£2 million transfer. That's very, very low for a player of his caliber, but it's going to be interesting.
It will be, and as you say, there's still a week left before the window closes, and there's bound to be some movement. Whether it'll be
Luis Suarez, though I don't know. In Liverpool, great start, two wins in the opening two games. So maybe Suarez will have to stay with the Reds. But the one, obviously, that has been catching everybody's attention is this Gareth Bale scenario and some of the comments by Ancelotti, the Real Madrid coach, at the weekend, sort of refusing to discuss the Gareth Bale scenario. Hopefully it'll be resolved, because you just can't go on for so long. The player obviously wants to make the move, and the decision just has to be made and the amounts agreed upon. But it's still far in excess of what I value a Gareth Bale, to be quite honest.
Joe, don't they know you don't talk about money with Italians? They keep it close to the vest.
No. What I'm asking, Dick, is this: $133.8 million. I mean, this is huge money.
It's huge money for a player. Really, you know, the big money tends to go to the players who can put the ball in the back of the net. The least is spent on goalkeepers, which really annoys me. But the thing is that if you've got players that can make things happen and put the ball in the back of the net, inside the penalty area in the Premiership, the players that can finish in that area, they're the ones that are valued. You know, you can get all kinds of players that you talk about work rate and those kinds of players in the middle of the field, the midfield third. But it's that one player or two players that know where the goal is and could put the ball away that are going to get the big sell. And that's why, you know, your Cristiano Ronaldo's, your Lionel Messi's and players of that ilk are the ones I think that should get the salary. But the figures that have been mentioned for Gareth Bale, I just shake my head at times. I don't know what will eventually happen, but I still, as I mentioned a moment ago, think it's far too much for a player of his nature. Well, he's a talented player, but not that kind of funds.
He was the EPL Player of the Year last year. We don't want to disparage Mr. Bale.
No, I'm not saying that. I just look at player like Gareth Bale, you know, fitting into La Liga and the whole mentality and the way the game is played in Spain. You know, there's still a few question marks. But as you say, yeah, notwithstanding, he's an outstanding player. But that's just one season, Andrew. You know, he's not been doing it over the last three, four, five seasons.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see what happens. It's going to be, Tottenham will certainly be inheriting a lot of money if they can make this sale happen, and then they can go out and get players because they need to compete to get back into the Champions League next season. They, of course, missed out this year, but the Champions League qualifying is already happening, and we got some big matches coming up. Joe, Milan and PSV, I think, is the biggest one. What do you think? Do you think Milan can advance?
Well, Milan is going to have to do a lot of things, because they're showing so far, having lost to Verona, it's not a good one. I think that Allegri needs to do something drastic, and you know, there is a lot of rumor that they're trying to get Matri from Juventus, which I think Juventus will make a mistake if they get rid of Matri. But money talks, and I just don't understand that the Italian teams are getting rid of the Italian players, and they bring foreign players to fill the position. And then, you know, of course, I'm looking at the World Cup. I'm looking where those guys going to play. But then again, you know, you got to give those guys the opportunity to play. So I think the Milano is not going to be too successful in this competition.
It's going to be very interesting, because Milan lost to Hellas Verona, who were just promoted from Serie B. And boy, when I saw that Luca Toni, remember that name, scoring a pair of goals at 36 years old, and he was rumored almost becoming a Major League Soccer, but I think he may be pushing to get back onto the national team if he can score some goals this season, Dick. And it's you know, certainly a quality player, just getting on a bit in years, but you don't see many 6'5" strikers in the Italian uniform, so you never know.
You never know, and it's always great, isn't it, when you see players who are sort of in the final stages of their professional career still being able to produce the goods, so to speak. And that's why I look at, you know, the situation in England. You often see players like that. Ryan Giggs coming on again for Manchester United late in the game today. You know, there's no replacement really for experience, quality players, and whether it's a Luca Toni or whether it's a Ryan Giggs or a Craig Bellamy. What a result that was, wasn't it, with Cardiff City. First winning the top flight for 51 years, and Craig Bellamy having the swan song of his fine career in a team of no-name players, Andrew, getting that kind of a result, the win over Manchester City, who got, I think, probably the biggest wage bill in the Premiership. Great result. I love to see that when that happens,
too.
Wherever it may be, whether it's La Liga or Serie A or whatever. Tremendous team effort and a great result for the newcomers in the Premiership this year.
And you never count, never bet against a team playing at home. That's what I always learned. You always pick the home team. But, Jake, before we let you go, we wanted to just talk a bit about the women's final. Of course, two prominent Canadian internationals will be here for the Portland Thorns. Christine Sinclair, one of the great goal scorers in history of soccer, and goalkeeper Karina LeBlanc, who I think has been the best player for Portland against the Flash this year. She has come up big, 10 saves in the most recent game, and she stopped a penalty from Abby Wambach to preserve a 1-1 tie in the first meeting. So certainly I think there will be many Canadian fans coming down for the match on Saturday.
Yeah, I certainly agree with your comments there about Katrina LeBlanc. She's really been tremendous in recent weeks, and that, I think, 10-save performance against the Flash was probably one of the best goalkeeping performances of the season. But when she's on, she's a tremendous goalkeeper. She's got a lot of experience, obviously, and I think Canada is very fortunate to have her and Erin McLeod as the backstop, as you know, for a women's national team. But it's going to be a tremendous game, because as you rightly mentioned, with Abby Wambach and Christine Sinclair, and the fight back by Portland in getting that result 3-2 to get into the final game, I think it will make for a very interesting encounter. I don't know whether I'll be able to make it, but certainly we'll enjoy watching it on television, and hopefully it's a sellout and great atmosphere, and the women's game again is a big winner.
Well, I always say, nobody believes me, 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, and it just proved itself once again in that match between Portland and FC Kansas City.
That's a very good point. The former coach of the New York Cosmos, Julio Matze, the professor they called him, I always remember him saying that once in a discussion about 2-0. So you're quoting one of the greats and a man who did so much for the Cosmos and Pelé in the golden era of the North American Soccer League. 2-0. Very, very dangerous, Mr. Howard.
Joe, you knew him as well, right?
Yes, I did. Dick, just one question before I let you go. In England, what do they think about American soccer?
I think it's getting more and more respect with regards to the quality of the game, and no better example than the recent international game between England and Scotland, where the best goal of the game was scored by Kenny Miller, who is currently plying his trade with the Vancouver Whitecaps. He scored a superb goal, and when you get players, you know, coming from an MLS scenario to play at the international level, it always raises people's eyes and expectations, and I think it's gradually getting that with the quality of players that are wanting to come and play in MLS, and that's great for the game.
I think one Robbie Keane will be very important for Ireland in the upcoming World
will
Cup qualifying.
Will he ever? Yeah.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on. We're glad you're back in North America, and we will have you on our show for our Labor Day show next week. We'll be talking about World Cup qualifying, and boy, a lot of scenarios, a lot of things to talk about there.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye, Dick. Thanks a lot.
Now,
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And coming up next, we're going to focus on the Western New York Flash and the Portland Thorns this Saturday, 8 p.m. at Salem Stadium for the NWSL title. We'll be joined by the president and starting defender for the Flash, Alex Salen, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Western New York Flash look to win an unprecedented fourth consecutive playoff title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium in the NWSL Championship match against the Portland Thorns. Featuring U.S. superstars Alex Morgan, Rachel Buehler, and Tobin Heath, plus Canadian internationals Christine Sinclair and Karina LeBlanc. Kickoff for the title match is 8 p.m. This match is sure to sell out, so purchase your tickets now to be there in person and witness this historic event. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni down in Miami, Florida. And we are certainly looking forward to this Saturday night. The countdown is on. 6 more days before the world of soccer will be focused here in Rochester, New York. And the NWSL Championship match between the Western New York Flash and the Portland Thorns. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them by going to Ticketmaster.com, WNYFlash.com. And tomorrow morning, 454-KICK at the Rhinos box office or 460 Oak Street if you want to go down to the stadium in person. Joining us right now is someone who's been with this team from the very beginning, and she certainly can give us all the information on what's going on this Saturday. We're joined by Alex Salin, the president and starting defender for the Western New York Flash. Alex, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and boy, what a ride it's been this season.
Yeah, the countdown is on, just like you said.
Well, we want to say, first of all, how are you doing yours personally? I know you were injured near the end of the season. How are you coming along? What's your status?
Unfortunately, I partially tore my plantar fascia on my foot. And I think that most people aren't really familiar with the injury. I'd never really heard of it before, but there's a lot of attention now with Albert Pujol, same thing 5 days before me. So unfortunately, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks just to get back running and cutting and things. So I won't be able to play this weekend. So it's been really disappointing for me on a personal level, but obviously I'm really excited for the team, and I'm just going to be there cheering everyone on. So,
Joe?
Alex, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. It's certainly an honor to have you, not only as a player, but as the president of the club. I think that the achievement that that Western New York Flash have achieved so far is really commendable. And as we were talking about at the opening of the show, you know, much of the praises are going to Kansas City. Now, I'm a little bit biased because I recognize that the Western New York Flash have achieved a lot of things. What is your thought about? I think that you're the coach of the Flash. I haven't led the team to a potential four championship in four different leagues. Should at least, you know, being first or second. I mean, I know that you might be a little bit partial, but give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Aaron's done a great job with the team, and obviously every year, he's done an excellent job. But I think this year was especially challenging with Carly being out with an injury, and only being allocated two players, and I think everyone was really interested to see how our defense would do, and we ended up with the best defense in the league. And he really was creative and went out of his way, especially with the back line, put two players in there who haven't been playing center back, and myself and Catherine. So I think that he did a great job and just knows the ability of players and where to put them. And obviously anytime we all want to be recognized for our individual achievements, but at the end of the day, all we want to do is win the championship. And I think that speaks for itself in terms of the quality of everything, the players and the coaching staff, and from the interns all the way up to my family and my dad. It speaks volumes for everyone involved in the organization. So Kansas, they can take all the awards they want, but at the end of the day, we're going to be the ones playing for the championship on Saturday. So that's all that counts.
We're with Alex Salen from the Western New York Flash. And I'd just like to say personally, Alex, you guys are a class organization. I worked one game for you this year doing play-by-play, and you guys are, from top to bottom, a top-notch organization. That's from me personally. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a small part of this regular season for the team.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Saturday night, you guys played against Sky Blue, a team that really you guys had dominated throughout the year. Just the way the two teams matched up was really in the Flash's favor. And watching the match on Saturday, I got a chance to watch it home because I had just recovering from some minor surgery. But I was very impressed by the poise and the control that the team had. It really dominated possession throughout the game. I think also something that maybe not people notice, and I tweeted it during the game, is that the physical presence of the Flash, the size and strength of the players, I think really was evident against Sky Blue. They really were having a lot of trouble taking the ball away when the Flash were in possession. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when we played Sky Blue this season, we were relatively successful, I guess you could say. So, I think that we were pretty confident going into the game, and not overly confident. We knew that it's always dangerous when you're playing a team that you've been successful against, and we knew that they were going to be pretty motivated. But, I mean, obviously, psychologically, I think that, we definitely had the edge. I mean, imagine you've lost. I mean, they lost to us 3-0, and 2-1 in the last three meetings. So I think that psychologically, once we got that first goal, we knew that we were going to have them. and you could just see their heads go down a bit. You know, they gave us a little bit of a fight in the second half, but I don't think we were ever really in danger. You know, they didn't really have any clear scoring opportunities, you know, maybe one with Savannah, but, you know, we held strong and did a good job towards the end of the second half keeping the ball, and then Carly just smashed that one in the in stoppage time, and, I mean, that was just a statement in itself, so...
Joe, go ahead.
Alex, you know, we're talking about the defense, but I also got to mention the midfield. Angela Sellum, she's playing a solid every week, every game. I think that, you know, when we're talking about sides, she's not, you know, she's not a big one. She's not a big person or a tall person, but she can certainly cover a lot of area and knows how to control the ball and read the game, get good paces, much like, you know, Carly Lloyd and, you know, and that imposed herself a midfield so eloquently.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ange, you know, played with us last year, and she's an extremely smart player. I mean, she can just pick off passes. She reads where the ball is going to go, and she plucks off a lot of balls for us. And technically, she's just very, very good. So, you know, I think that's another player that no one really was mentioning anything about, you know, coming into the season. You know, there's been a lot of players that have had an excellent season for us, and some of them still aren't really getting the recognition, but that's what's keeping us striving and keeping us hungry for this championship, you know, to prove everyone wrong and just to keep winning. We've got a lot of people that just have, you know, great mentalities, and they're just competitive type A people.
Alex, this Saturday, Portland Thorns come into town. Two matches against them this year, both ended in draws, and really the defenses, I think, were the dominant in both matches. Karina LeBlanc was outstanding against the Flash this year, 10 saves in the second match, and then she stopped potentially the game winner on Abby's penalty kick in the first match. What do you think the Flash need to do to break down Portland in this match? What do we need to do to slow down their offense, which may be coming from some different sources we may have expected at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the game there was, you know, some people still call it the game of the year. So, I mean, there was, we had a lot of opportunities in that game, in the first game. In the second game, I think, you know, we had a few opportunities that we could have put away. But I think offensively, you know, just consequent in the final third, and whoever wins the midfield of that game is going to win the game. So I think, you know, Carly, Ange, Amy, McCall need to have a big game for us, and I think defensively, I think it's going to be important, you know, pressure on the ball and then cover, especially when you have two players like Alex and Sink who have, you know, a lot of speed. So we've got to be aware of that and not leave players in 1v1 situations with not a lot of cover. But I'm, you know, I'm optimistic about this week. We're in a good frame of mind, but so is Portland. I mean, they came from behind 2-0 away from home and ended up coming away with a 2 results. So I think their confidence is probably at an all-time high for this season. And they're probably, you know, I'm assuming, you know, Alex is warming up before the game, so I'm assuming that she's going to be able to play, and that's going to give them even more confidence having one of the best players in the world. So,
Joe?
Well, certainly there's going to be so many stars on the game Saturday, so many national players that have distinguished themselves on and off the field, and I'm hoping that we have a packed house. I'm hoping that we have a great game, which I'm sure is going to be, and I'm hoping and praying that we're going to be the champion.
Same here.
Alex, I want to ask you one more thing. You've been with this team from the very beginning. You helped found the team. How is this particular championship match compared to the other three that you've been a part of with the W League, the WPS, and the WPSL last year?
Oh, I mean, I think every year it's just so different. You know, different players on the team and different personalities, and the road that you take to get to those also is different, but I think that, you know, with the start that we had, you know, I think people were starting to write us off. We had 1 point from three games, and, you know, we really dug deep, and, you know, Carly came back in, and I think we had that nine-game unbeaten streak, and, you know, we just were really consistent pretty much throughout the season. We only lost a couple games, and, you know, no one's really, like, talked a lot about us, but we've always been in the mix, and, you know, we were there when it counted. The last day of the season, you know, we finished first, and we're here when it counted against in the championship. You know, I think out of any team that we've had out of the 4 years, is probably the most team that I've seen. I think we play the best as a team. You know, whereas like in 2011, there were a lot of great individuals, and we did play well together. But I think this is a real true team. You know, and it's taken that team to get every single last point that we got in the league. And I think that's a little bit down to the purity in the league, and, you know, every team on any given day can, you know, get a result. So.
Well, Alex, it's going to be a great event on Saturday. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff. Get downtown early. We got two major sporting events going on at the same time. It's going to be a mob scene in downtown Rochester. I'm happy being a native Rochesterian. I love to see this. So we wish you all the best, Alex. We wish the team the best
from us.
We will certainly be covering this match very closely on Saturday and probably sweating through the whole thing. So
yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
See you guys then. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Alex Salen here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the president and starting defender for the side. And, of course, Alex will be back with the team hopefully next year in a playing role. But she'll be there with Aaron Lyons and the whole crew this Saturday, 8 p.m. against the Portland Thorns. You got to be there. 454-KICK, WNYFlash.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Coming up next, it's Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, don't telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store and, of course, at Salins Stadium this Saturday night as the Western New York Flash hosts the Portland Thorns in the NWSL title match starting at 8 p.m. Michael, how's it going?
Very good, Andrew. How are you doing?
Doing well, and Joe's on from sunny South Florida.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Well, Mike, just as we were in the break, we had a story just break here on from Oregon Live from the Oregonian. Alex Morgan says she will be ready to play Saturday in the championship match against the Western New York Flash. She'll be 100% for sure. So, obviously, that just adds another factor into this very intriguing matchup on Saturday.
You know, I don't expect anything less than that from Alex Morgan. She's a warrior, a young warrior, as opposed to Abby Wambach, who is a veteran warrior. I think she has a similar mindset. It's everything is about the team, not about her. She's just a part of the team, maybe an important part of the team, obviously, as a top-flight goal scorer, but when a championship game is on the line, as long as she gets the go-ahead from the medical staff, yeah, I if I'm in her shoes, although I don't think I'd probably fit, but, you know, I would want to play. I mean, it's not every day you play for a league championship.
That's for sure. And, of course, she, former member of the Flash, played in the and won the 2011 WPS Championship with the Flash, as did Christine Sinclair. So, Joe, it's just there's so many storylines here, Joe. I know that you're excited, as I am, to be there on Saturday, as Michael is too.
Well, I can tell you this, Andrew. The climax of the game with, you know, with all the players that are going to be on the field, national players, distinguished out players, people that really want to prove themselves, is going to make for an exciting atmosphere. And Alex Morgan certainly adds to the, you know, being there and being able to play is certainly going to add to the game and to the value and to the characteristic and to the interest of the game that we Rochesterians are fortunate to host.
Mike, what do you think?
It couldn't get two more evenly matched teams. Just look how closely they played each other during the regular season, how they finished atop the standings. You got to give the home team a slight advantage in the match. I'm ready to call Western New York Rochester just because they play there, although it's an interesting setup that they train in Buffalo and play in Rochester. But I can't ask for two better teams and those storylines. I've got local storylines of players from each other's teams that have played against each other through the years with and against each other in youth soccer on Long Island. So there's just so many things that'll happen, and I'll probably, the deciding goal will be scored by someone who is not on the U.S. women's national team. Sometimes that's how these championship games are decided. I remember back in 1996, the first MLS Cup, defender by the name of Eddie Pope put in the winning goal for the LA Galaxy. I'm sorry, for DC United over the LA Galaxy in extra time. And at the time, Eddie Pope wasn't known very well. So I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes into extra time as well. Again, they've played ties against each other during the regular season, and I think it's going to be a very hotly contested battle.
I think it's very, very true, and it's going to be a tight one, and it could be anything could decide this. I think a lot of it's going to depend on how the teams come out, if they come out nervous or if they come out loose. You've got two very experienced captains in Christine Sinclair and Abby. If McCall-Zamora does not get the start, and it's going to be a great match.
I just hope so. You know, sometimes championship games, no matter what the level, they tend to not be as good as the quarterfinals or semifinals because, as you said, the teams might come up too nervous, too tight, and or they try to play a chess match for too long of a time, just waiting for the other team to make a mistake, which doesn't make for a fun game to watch. I could think of a recent match, the CONCACAF Gold Cup final between the U.S. and Panama. The first half was just horrible. Both teams were just waiting for the other team to do something. And even though the U.S. had the superior ball possession, they really didn't do too much. But I'm really, really hoping that there's an early goal that will open things up. And what I mean by early goal, somewhere in the first 15 minutes will be fine with me. Because you've got some talented players on both teams, not just the attacking stars who we make a big deal about, but some really fine defensive players as well.
Joe?
Well, you know what, I really think that on both teams you got players that are going to be put in the national spotlight, and everybody really wants to showcase their value. So I think that the important things are going to be.
I think we lost Joe, but I think one of the things, Michael, I think Joe was referring to, you know, there are players here that could possibly put themselves into a national team spotlight. I mean, players who are not currently national team players, if they can step up and play well in this championship match, maybe they may get a call up from Coach Tom Sermani. Who knows?
You know, that's one thing players have to understand. It's not just even this game. You know, if you're playing consistently and playing consistently well, you're always playing for a spot on the national team. I think what coaches are looking for are, players who can do it over a certain amount of time. Obviously, a player who could rise to the occasion and then some in a game of this stature will definitely get the attention of Tom Sermani. And you never know what that is, whether it's an excellent pass or passes, marking a forward out of the match, although I'll tell you this, with between Carly Lloyd and Abby Wambach on Western New York and Christine Sinclair and Alex Morgan on Portland, the defenders will have their hands full, although ironically the two teams did not fill the net very well during the regular season. But this is an opportunity to show what they can do again, not only to Tom Sermani, but to the rest of the U.S. soccer community.
Joe, we got time for one quick question.
Well, no, actually, I just want Mike to analyze a little bit, and I think he already did it, so I'm set.
You're set? Well, that's good. You sat down in Miami with all that sunshine. I know it's been rainy here all day, but hopefully this weekend it'll be a beautiful sunny day. We certainly don't want any lightning delays. Are you hearing us, Mother Nature? No lightning delays in this match. We had enough of that during the Rhino season. But, Michael, we look forward to seeing you in town this weekend to cover the match for Tropigol.com and BigAppleSoccer.com. So have a safe trip here. We'll see you over the weekend.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to being back in Rochester once again.
Have a good one. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and Michael will be here in town to cover the Western New York Flash and Portland Thorns on Saturday. I want to thank Alex Salen from the Flash, Mike Sepulveda from the Flash, for being on the show tonight. And next week, we will have a tape show, by the way, for our Labor Day edition. We'll be focusing on the World Cup qualifiers coming up next weekend. We'll also have Chris Economides, the president of the USL Pro and the MISL, to talk about both leagues. We'll have that next week on next week's show. We'll be live again in 2 weeks here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This has been Andrew Battisti, Dick Howard down in, up in Toronto, Michael Lewis down in New York, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Next Monday again, tape show 6:30, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. Live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe, say goodnight. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.